3 degrees. I say thaw weird. Thaw out. That's a weird one to say. 3 degrees. Let's get your news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett.
It's official. The Liberal Party of Canada has disqualified Ruby Dalla from the leadership race. The former MP was kicked out of the race on Friday after the party's vote committee said she had violated multiple campaign rules. Dalla did appeal the decision, but the Liberals' permanent appeals committee confirmed the decision to kick her out of the race. Dalla rejected the decision, calling the allegations against her false and fabricated. Some confused and angered Canadians are taking to social media, wondering why Google Maps has listed some provincial parks as state parks. Google says it didn't make any recent changes and is working to update those labels to avoid any confusion. The company pointing to a 2024 update that added the state park designation to its back-end system. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement in lab tests. He has resumed some work activities, including calling a parish in Gaza City that he has kept in touch with since the war there began. The Vatican's evening bulletin was more upbeat than in recent days, saying the 88-year-old Francis, suffering from pneumonia, hadn't had any more respiratory crises. The Leafs and Bruins in Beantown tonight. The Buds winning 5 of their last 6. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Speaking of Boston, the Raptors are taking on the Celtics tonight at Scotiabank Arena. Tip off there also 7 o'clock. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy all day with a chance of showers or drizzle. The high reaching 6 degrees. That chance for rain continues this evening. Your overnight low -4, feeling like -7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. The high +3. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Looking at the northbound DVP north of Don Mills, just be careful heading around that bend. We've got a stalled vehicle in the right lane. It does have flashers on, but definitely be careful. You come across it quite suddenly as you head around that bend on the northbound DVP north of Don Mills, so just move out of the right lane. Otherwise, we're seeing volume build on routes like the westbound 401 from Brock Street towards Salem, southbound 400 slowing a bit through Aurora Road, and the southbound 410 building from Sandalwood to Beauvais.
Good morning. My Fitbit is sending weird messages, okay? I'm starting to think that it's messing with me. I'll tell you more about an alert I got that I had to do a double take on. I'll tell you about it after Brittany.
Right outside, show me how you want it to.
the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we're sitting at a balmy 3 degrees.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 98.1.
CHFI. My Fitbit is out of control.
What?
It is out of control. You will not believe the things it is telling me. I have no idea what's going on. It must be like faulty or broken or something.
Wait, I've been a Fitbit user forever. Like, what do you mean? It's generally encouraging. It's encouraging your step goal. It's telling you when you've hit new milestones. Mm-hmm. What's the issue?
So I got a message, and mm-hmm. this is what it says. It popped up on my phone, okay, in the app. Take it easy. You've really pushed yourself recently. To avoid overtraining, take time to slow down and recover.
What?
It's talking about me.
Hold on. I've never seen that message on Fitbit, and I work out.
CHFI,
you've posted this in the stories. I'm going to take a little peek.
Okay, because this doesn't make any sense to me because I'm not even working out. I'm not doing anything. I haven't been well. I've been under the weather since the beginning of the year, so I haven't really been doing anything.
I am looking at this now. I have never seen this pop up on my Fitbit before.
What is going on? I have no idea. Like, what am I doing that it thinks that I need to slow down?
Take it easy. You've really pushed yourself recently. To avoid overtraining, take some time to slow down and recover.
Like,
you've been doing not much.
Yeah, I'm pretty much slow all the time.
Okay, you've been sitting around. Okay, I've got a couple of thoughts because this is based on your heart rate. So clearly you're not being physically active.
Right.
But your heart is going for some reason, which is a little concerning.
Like, you think you can explain it otherwise? Like, why else would my heart be going?
Well, I think it's like, I don't know, you know, like you're a bit of an overthinker. I think your brain is kind of running a marathon while your body's chilling. It's a classic Pooja guy.
That's so true. Okay.
Right?
Do you think that counts? You think that affects your heart rate?
If you're overthinking and you're low-key stressing, absolutely. I think it could also be high stress caused by too much reality TV and office gossip. Yeah.
That stuff's good.
Your eyes go super wide when you think you hear some office goss. And I know I hear you like whispering. I'm like, stop gossiping with Jill from accounting.
I can see my heart rate going up, getting very excited. And then when I watch nothing but reality TV, I can see that happening.
I think there's a outside chance. This is not the betting favorite, but outside chance that it's residual anxiety from not being able to take a selfie. Fitbit knows you're still thinking about trying to capture one good selfie.
First of all, your arm hurts after a while too, right? That's just like physically taxing. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or
okay.
Like, have you been small talking a lot? I know that makes your heart race. It's possible.
No, that just makes me awkward and it makes people not want to be around me.
Right.
Their heart rate goes up. They get the message. Take it easy. Stay away from that girl.
Whatever you're doing, maybe it's just time to take off the Fitbit for.
I think so.
For a little bit.
I think so.
Dreamer's disease. Edge 14, we got you down on your knees. Stop a lot, you're busy still saying please. Frenemies, but when you're down and you're friend. Every night, we smash the Mercedes Benz. First we run, and then we laugh till we cry. Can you? One dance left, this world is gonna pull through. Don't give up, you got a reason to live. Can't forget, we only get what we give.
Cartel, the Pooja and Gurdeep show. It is 6:11 right now. Pooja was just telling us how her Fitbit is giving her a warning message that says, you've really pushed yourself. Take it easy. To avoid overtraining, take time to slow down and recover. But this is confounding because you said you haven't actually been working out.
I haven't been doing anything.
Okay, so a text coming in here from Bob in Durham Region saying, what setting are you in when this is happening? What are you doing when you get these warning messages?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm usually doing nothing, sitting on the couch. That's one part. And then sometimes when I'm in the shower, I'll come out of the shower and I'll look and I'll have like 166 beats per minute.
How hot is the water?
It's pretty hot.
In the shower?
Can that happen just because there's heat in the shower that you, like, your heart rate goes up that high?
It depends. Is someone in there with you? I think we've solved nothing.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what's happening on the roads.
CHFI traffic. I'm Helena Balka. Be careful on the northbound DVP as you head around the bend north of Don Mills. There's a stalled vehicle in the right lane. It does have its flashers on, but you do come across it quite suddenly. So if you're heading that way, make sure you get out of the right lane to avoid this. That's northbound DVP north of Don Mills with that stalled vehicle in the right lane. Otherwise, just seeing volume build in a few spots like the westbound 401 through Brock Street towards Salem and the southbound DVP from the 401 down to south of Lawrence. Get out in winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Don't let winter linger. Escape to sunshine and paradise with iTravel2000.com's spring vacation sale, where you can save up to $2,000 on your next sunny getaway. Leave the cold behind and find your beach paradise with big savings today. Don't wait. Your perfect escape awaits. Book today at iTravel2000.com. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com. Dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL and get away for less.
I'm Marit Stiles, and I've spent my life fighting for working people and winning. Now I'm running to be premier, to build homes, hire doctors, fix schools, and make life more affordable. Life in Ontario is harder than it should be. Well, unless you're one of Doug Ford's friends, right, that he makes those deals with. With everything that's at stake, we need new ideas. I'm Marit Stiles, leader of Ontario's NDP. In this fight, I'm on your side.
Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
At Cora, we know that families that agree on everything...
Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Don't exist. At least not until now. With the new Dish to Share at Cora. Get something everyone can agree on. Finally. Take your pick from omelets, waffles, pancakes, and meats served on a plate to share. Perfect for getting along, right?
Totally.
Yep.
On until April 6th in dining rooms, takeout, and delivery. I do breakfast at Cora Breakfast and Lunch with the new Dish to Share.
Take a winter getaway and warm up to winter in the rolling hills of Caledon with Millcroft Inn and Spa. The luxurious accommodations of the historic Millcroft Inn and Spa await. Embrace the outdoors in the hot spring pool or heated outdoor pool and warm up with a specialty coffee in the lounge and fine dining. Pamper yourself and sink into tranquility in Millcroft's renowned spa. Book your warm-up to winter getaway today at the Millcroft Inn and Spa. Visit millcroft.com.
Rev up your ride with Rona Plus North Brampton.
Starting March 1st, discover the all-new Auto Shack aisle, exclusively at Rona Plus North Brampton. Backed by the Auto Shack staff, you'll find quality auto parts at competitive prices. Whether it's brakes, side mirrors, struts, shocks, or radiators. From your driveway to your home, Rona Plus North Brampton and Auto Shack have you covered. Come this Saturday, CHFI will be live on location from 9 till 1. Auto parts made simple, only at Rona Plus North Brampton. 10111 Heartlake Road.
Meet Patsy. Her poorly insulated home made it hard to stay warm.
So I used to be so cold in here, I was freezing all the time.
When Patsy heard about the home winterproofing program from Enbridge Gas, she applied for free upgrades, including insulation, draft proofing, and more.
So I qualified for the insulation, and it doesn't cost you a penny, it doesn't cost you anything, it's just free.
If your home and household income qualify, you could get free upgrades too. And who doesn't love free? Visit EnbridgeGas.com/winterproofing. Terms and conditions apply.
This ranch is under attack. Our whole way of life is under attack.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus, the return of 1923, a Yellowstone origin story.
My family is in danger, and I don't have time.
Starring Academy Award winner Helen Mirren and Academy Award nominee Harrison Ford.
I pray Spencer can get here.
This fight ain't over.
Anything worth having is worth fighting for.
1923, Season 2, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, yeah, it's Raps game night, let me set the scene. Got front row seats to go and watch the team. Three after three, Raps win the game. Ooh. We gotta celebrate with a familiar name. Yeah. Roll up to Mickey D's, my first in line. I see order. The 95 McFlurry, gotta make it mine. Walk up to the counter, the words I speak.
Hey, boss, can I get one of those frozen treats?
The 95 McFlurry, for a limited time only at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario. McFlurry!
Did you know that if you're 50 or older, RSV may be serious for you? Help protect yourself with AREXV, Canada's first RSV vaccine. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about AREXV. AREXV is a vaccine that helps protect adults 50 to 59 years old at increased risk and adults 60 years and older from lower lung disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus. RSV. 100% protection, not guaranteed. Adverse events may occur. Visit rxv.ca.
Election Day in Ontario is February 27th. Get ready to mark your X and vote. Learn more at elections.on.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So I was recently on vacation and I had a bit of an epiphany. Does midlife need a rebrand? Why does it have to be a crisis? I have some thoughts on this. I'm going to share them with you right after Jan Arden.
21, 4 degrees are high today, 5. So it's pretty much going to be a mild day for us. Mostly cloudy and just a slight chance of showers.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
So I was hanging out with the fellas recently, and this is my group of friends. We get into deep conversations quite a while, and we're standing out on a balcony and kind of looking out at a beautiful setting. And
the opposite of what you do on the show with me.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, all shallow area here. I'm trying to bring some of the depth to this show right here with this conversation.
Thank you. Yes.
So we were just talking, you know, all my friends are in their 40s, like me, and they're mostly married, kids, and they're all going through different things, and we share all these things with each other. And someone brought up the idea of the midlife crisis and joked about, like, oh, it's time to get a tattoo and a Harley. And I just thought about it. I'm like, you know, my friends, they're thriving. I'm really proud of them. They're all doing well. I feel like I'm pretty happy with where I'm at in my life. So I'm like, who came up with this idea of a midlife crisis? And then I got thinking, why don't we rebrand the midlife crisis? Like, why is something youthful in your 40s or 50s considered a quote unquote crisis? Like, why can't doing something youthful when you're older be thought of as getting in touch with your inner child, having a recess attitude, being young at heart?
Why
do we have to label it a crisis just because you're doing something youthful and you're a certain age?
And they've done all sorts of studies on, like, play and how important it is to keep on playing. And, you know, after a certain age, you stop. And then maybe with, like, kids and grandkids, you start again. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with, like, going back to things that excite you? Some could argue, I heard a comedian say this once, it's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife Christmas. They're like, my mortgage is pretty much paid off. I got a sports car. You know, I've got all this disposable income. I can just focus on me.
Yeah, you have the wisdom and knowledge of, like, all those years lived and all those mistakes you've made that you're not going to make again.
Yes. That's why, like, I've been seeing this around as well. Midlife clarity.
Midlife clarity. That's a good one.
I just turned 46. I think I'm definitely in the midlife category now. I think I have more clarity now than I've ever had, right? Yeah. Like, you figure out who you are. You figure out, like, who's important to you, the people you want in your life. There's so much clarity that comes with middle age. So, yeah, crisis. I don't feel like I'm in crisis.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm 41. I guess I'm midlife. I don't know how long we're all going to be living. Maybe we'll all live till 100. We're not even at midlife yet.
True.
Who knows? Knocking on wood. I just think it's time to rebrand the midlife crisis, and we want to hear from you. Midlife clarity is a great one. Midlife Christmas is a good one. A text coming in here from Lisa in Mississauga saying, how about the midlife glow up?
Ooh.
It's not a crisis. It's a transformation.
I like
that. This is what I'm talking about, Lisa. You get the assignment. We want you to rebrand the midlife crisis for us. How should we be viewing midlife? How do you view midlife?
I love this. The only thing I will say is that, if, like, think before you get the tattoo saying, this is my midlife glow up. Maybe think twice before that.
Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. We're rebranding the midlife crisis.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. For everything, you held me down, but I got up. Oh,
Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI. We are attempting to rebrand the midlife crisis. We're asking you to rebrand it for us.
Yeah, maybe it's the midlife Christmas. Maybe it's the midlife clarity. Getting a text here. This is from Dee and Vaughn. How about the midlife reboot? A fresh update with better wisdom and fewer regrets. Who doesn't like a reboot?
A little Hollywood reboot? Come on.
Loves
now.
A reboot.
2.0. Derek from Richmond Hill saying, how about the certified silver fox phase? Don't know about you, but I'm aging like a fine wine. Derek?
If I do say so myself.
Derek knows his worth. Keep him coming. Give us a call. How would you rebrand the midlife crisis? 416-872-CHFI.
98.1 CHFI.
Another one-of-a-kind spotlight is waiting for you on Seeker.
The Honorable Dr. Gene Augustine, James Alexander, Viola Desmond, and so many more incredible Black pioneers. I'm Shem, and myself and Nikki talk about all of them and so much more in our brand new special exclusively on Seeker. It's called Proud, a celebration of Black history.
Download the free Seeker app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sound.
S-E-E-K-R. Seeker.
If there's anything we Canadians are proud of, is we support each other. And Access Storage knows this because we're truly Canadian, and your support has made us Canada's leader in storage solutions. Proudly serving our communities for more than 25 years. Thank you. And if you haven't tried us yet and need extra space, try 4 weeks free now. So drop that hockey stick, finish that poutine, throw on that toque and celebrate the True North strong in 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian, store Canadian.
With Bonnie Crombie, it's always more. More taxes. More costs. We pay HST, income tax, business tax, carbon tax, property tax, tolls and fees. And now,
a new tool like an RST, I want to bring the
retail sales tax?
Well, yeah. With Bonnie Crombie, it's always more. More taxes, more costs.
And we get accused of raising taxes. And I say, yes, we do.
More for her, less for you. Authorized by the CFO of the Ontario PC Party.
Gurdeep Ahluwalia here for California Closets. Canadian-owned and operated California Closets, I might add. So the free design consultation and the 3D mock-ups of my new linen closet and front hallway closet are in. They look awesome. And the next step is for me to head into the California Closet showroom so I can pick all the materials, colors, and finishes. That's when it starts to feel real. Canadian-owned and operated, serving Ontario since 1998. Schedule your free design consultation at californiaclosets.ca.
And we're back.
I've got to say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Don't miss the big sale at No Frills, on now until February 26th. Shop big savings on your favorite items, like selected varieties of Palmolive liquid dish detergent at $1.25. No Frills won't be beat. See flyer for details.
Roll Up to Win is back at Tim Hortons with millions of prizes, like a vacation with sell-off vacations or a Tracker off-road ATV from Bass Pro Shops. Play on the Tim's app until March 23rd. Rules apply, Canada only. No purchase necessary. Visit the Tim's app for details.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
It is 6:32. We got your nearly impossible question coming up. But first, let's get some news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. With just over 48 hours to go before Ontarians head to the polls, Ontario Party leaders are campaigning once again today to win over some last-minute votes. NDP leader Mart Stiles and Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie are in Toronto today. PC leader Doug Ford is in the nation's capital. Downsview residents who live near the future site of Rogers Stadium will get the chance to sound off about potential noise levels during a town hall this evening. Oasis and Coldplay, among the acts lined up to perform at the massive outdoor venue planned for Downsview Park,
The community town hall is set to get underway at 5:30 this evening at the YZD Center near Keel and Wilson. Stateside, Elon Musk's end-of-day deadline for federal employees to explain their recent accomplishments or risk getting booted has now passed, and what happens next is anyone's guess. President Donald Trump said his administration is trying to find out if people are working by getting workers to reply to an email essentially justifying their existence. But opponents have filed an updated lawsuit in federal court arguing Musk's actions are illegal. There's also been the revelation that responses to the email will be assessed by an AI system that will determine whether their positions are needed. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy all day with a chance of showers or drizzle. The high reaching 6 degrees. That chance for rain continues this evening. Your overnight low -4, feeling like -7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. The high +3. I'm Scott Burnett.
CHFI traffic. I'm Alina Balka. Northbound DVP north of Don Mills. We've got a stalled vehicle in the right lane. It's round the bend, so just be careful as you travel in that direction. Move out of that right lane, northbound DVP north of Don Mills, to avoid this situation. We're getting word of a problem on the southbound DVP ramp to Bayview Bloor. We don't have a visual on it yet. We'll get them to move the cameras. But again, if you're taking the DVP getting off at Bayview Bloor, just be careful because we could have a collision there tying up a lane or two.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is. If we could time travel, more than 50% of Canadians say they'd go back and change their mind about this.
Oh, I mean, how much time you got?
Yeah, we'll be here for a while.
Everyone wants a few do-overs in life, right? If we could time travel, more than 50% of Canadians say they'd go back and change their minds about this.
Hmm. Would have invested in like Uber and like Apple.
I mean, maybe go Amazon if that's, or Netflix. Or Amazon you could have got for pennies.
The list is long of all the things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Give us a call, 416-872-2434. If we could time travel, more than 50% of Canadians would change their mind about this. 416-872-CHFI. About it.
98.1 CHFI.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones that today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories, bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever, everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories, bring back your. Memories, bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Oh, yeah. Now my heart feels like an ember and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories, bring back your.
Impossible question
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, here's your nearly impossible question. If we could time travel, more than 50% of Canadians, 5-0, more than 50% of Canadians say they'd go back and change their mind about this.
Getting a lot of texts at 981-981, including from Sherlan, who's saying they changed their mind about marriage. Who or when? This might be a common guess. And you're right, on our text line, a couple people saying marriage.
Now, do you think that means they didn't get married and they changed their mind and go back and get married? Or they got married younger and they changed their mind and not get married?
Yeah, they got married and they're like, meh, not sure I picked the right one. Or maybe I wouldn't have got married so young or whatever it might have been.
Right.
Yeah. Do you
think there's anyone who stayed single? I don't hear from a lot of single people who are like, man, I wish I got married 15 years ago. Don't hear a lot of that.
I mean, you might be the first.
No, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm actually thrilled.
So here's the question again. If we could time travel, more than 50% of Canadians say they'd go back and change their mind about this. Gary from Uxbridge, what do you think it is?
Growing up.
Growing up?
Not being worried about growing up so fast. You know, we're as kids, we always go, oh, I want to be 18. I want to be 16.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
It's funny how it goes the other way when you get older, right? Now we're all like, older, wishing we were younger.
I want to be 16.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary, good guess, but not the right answer.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Sherry from Brampton, good morning. So what's your guess?
I would say career choice.
Career choice. It's a very good guess, and you know what? You're kind of in the ballpark, but that's not quite it.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Michelle from Colburn, nice to hear from you. What's your guess?
I would say the job or career they chose.
Right in the ballpark.
Yeah, it's close.
But it's not quite it.
What they went to school for?
You got it! The answer is what you studied in university or college.
What?
My Michelle, okay. How'd you get that?
Because I don't like what I studied.
What'd you study?
Psychology.
Oh.
I only did 3 years, and I regretted using my 3 years on that, and I just never went back and did anything else.
And then what you do for a living, is that in the same field or no?
Not even close.
Right.
That's the thing. I'd love to know the percentage of people who actually, their career is what they studied. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's a lot of people who don't do what they studied.
It's true.
No, my parents kind of nudged me in that direction for the schooling, and it wasn't what I wanted, and I was 17, I listened to them, and...
The other thing is, how are you supposed to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life at such a young age?
It's tough. The older you get, the more you look back, you're like, what? You entrusted me with that kind of decision at that age?
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't even buy a lottery ticket at that age yet.
Michelle, you nailed it, and it's life experience that got you there. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Alina Balkas. If you're traveling northbound on the 400, there are delays as you exit to Highway 7 right at the end of the ramp where there are the four lanes, two that can go one direction on Highway 7, two on the other. Second lane from the right, we've got a collision tying things up. So that's why that ramp is backing up so much. Southbound on the DVP exiting to Bayview Bloor, we had earlier problems reported on that ramp. So that is a little bit slow. And northbound DVP north of Don Mills, earlier problems there have cleared. Get out in winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
February needs more you.
So Booster Juice is declaring February with the return of the Names of the Day promotion.
It's very easy.
Watch for your name on the Booster Rewards app and social media.
If your name is announced, you win a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer.
Booster Juice will be announcing two names every day, all month.
The giveaway's got your name all over it.
Names are valid for one day only in-store at participating locations.
Must be a Booster Rewards app member. For complete details, visit boosterjuice.com.
Special announcement, Thursday only. It's the Great Canadian One Day Sale at The Brick. Get 35% off furniture. Select TVs are below cost. Save the tax when you buy two or more major kitchen appliances and get free local delivery. Plus, take 50 months to pay with no interest. A sale this big can only last 24 hours. Thursday only at The Brick. Saving you more. OAC, taxes, fees, and other charges due at time of purchase. Some conditions apply. See TheBrick.com for details.
Mark Normand, you don't say tour.
Hate the small talk. Two things I can't do, small talk and eye contact. How sad is that, you know? I basically have all the traits of a serial killer, just without the ambition. I'm working on it. People always say, Mark, gotta be more confident. They say, Mark, gotta be yourself. I'm like, well, you gotta pick one.
Fresh off his Netflix special, Soup to Nuts, see Mark Normand live on stage. OLG Stage at Falls View Casino, Friday, November 14th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Remember when Dad tried to get me into soccer?
Yes, he tried. You could barely kick the ball. And Dad would just laugh and say, it's okay, you're just warming up for next season.
But then, my first goal, he yelled, that's my boy. When he was here, he made everything feel like a win.
In every small memory, a story lives on forever. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
We all want to plan for retirement, but sometimes life has other plans. Kids, career changes, renovations, and repairs. Just know you're not alone, and it's never too late to start planning. Visit canada.ca/retirement to explore public pension programs, calculators, quizzes, tools, and more to help you plan for a financially secure retirement. A message from the Government of Canada.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
Deep breath, piano pickup, hockey drop-off. Ooh, did you remember the Farm Boy cupcakes for afterwards? And dinner!
We got this! Voila delivered our groceries this morning. Cupcakes are in the back seat.
Got them!
And I got some ready-made pulled pork and Longo's fresh buns for dinner.
Ooh!
Plus, some compliments hot chocolate. A little reward for surviving tonight.
You're on a roll, honey.
Voila delivers fresh groceries from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's at the same prices in-store with no hidden fees. Voila, your groceries delivered just like that.
Live at Casino Rama Resort, America's Got Talent contestant, Pip the Magic Dragon.
It's Terry's Lush.
Combines magic and comedy on the Clone Tours Live April 26th. And don't miss Canadian pop phenomenon, Walk Off the Earth on May 31st. Buy tickets now at Ticketmaster. My Club Rewards members get first access to new shows and can use rewards toward concert tickets. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
Start your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
And keep it on Toronto's perfect music mix for the no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
Ooh, we got some baby news. No, not Pooja or Steph or myself. A prominent Toronto celebrity, we've just learned, is having a baby. Have you heard about this? We're going to tell you who it is right after Tina Turner.
You must the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it.
high today is 5. Not a whole lot of sunshine, and there is a slight chance of seeing some showers and drizzle today.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Did you hear the news? A big Toronto star is having a baby.
Ooh, baby news. Which Toronto star are we talking about?
I'm talking about number 16 in your programs, number 1 in your hearts, Mitchell Marner.
Thank you for explaining that, because that meant nothing to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch and his wife, Steph, they're having a baby. They got married in 2023. Mitch is only 27. That's
it. Oh, he's going to be a young dad.
By today's standards, that's very young.
Mm-hmm.
These two have known each other since elementary school. They started dating when Mitch was playing junior hockey for the London Knights. Steph was attending Western University. So they've been dating for a while, because he's been in the league now for 9 years. And they're having a kid.
So it's interesting, because this baby news, this announcement, isn't an announcement from them, per se. This is actually, there was a baby shower that was thrown by some of the other hockey wives.
The WAGs.
The WAGs, yes.
You know what WAG stands for?
No.
Wives and girlfriends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they all play for the Leafs. Like, their partners play for
the
Leafs.
Yeah, and they actually have, like, a lounge, like, every arena has a lounge where, like, the wives and girlfriends and family of the players will sort of be in. It's not just hockey, like, in baseball, the Jays have it as well.
Nice.
Where they hang out.
But they're the ones who put this out there, because they threw the baby shower. So this is not an official announcement.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So, this was discovered on Jake McCabe, who's a defenseman on the Leafs. His wife posted on Instagram story a picture of the, I guess, the little take-home card people got. It says, oh boy, this picture's of booties. Oh boy, welcome baby Marner. Love, your Lady Leafs. So people are speculating it's a boy, because mm-hmm. it says, oh boy, the card's in blue and white, which could be Leaf colors or, I don't know, quote-unquote boy colors, if we still associate colors, I don't know. It sounds like it's a boy, but it came from Jake McCabe's wife. Is that weird?
That feels a little odd. Like, I mean, I don't know that she didn't give them permission to go ahead and put that on social media. But at the same time, like, I feel like baby announcements are very personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all sorts of reasons of why people wait to make it public or to tell anyone, or, you know, not tell anyone at all. So it's odd that it's not coming from them.
Right. And, like, I follow Mitch Marner on social. Like, he has not posted anything. I don't follow his wife. Mm. She has a private account. I don't know if she's posted this first or if Jake McCabe's wife broke the news, but, like, I don't know, if you've got massive news, what's massive news, like a new job, getting married, having a kid, don't you want to be the one to break the news?
Yeah, it's your news to,
like,
share. I
imagine
think
when you're having kids, Pooja, I'm like, hey Pooja, I'm gonna post about it first.
Yeah,
cool?
no way would that be okay.
Put it on my Instagram story.
I mean, if you made a nice card and you said, you know, from the CHFI wives, because you'd be my CHFI wife.
I love that. I'm your CHFI work wife. Also, hey, I'm just saying, this kid, if it's a boy or if it's a girl, whatever, 2043, why is that year significant?
Because they're going to be old enough to play in the NHL?
That would be the draft year
of
this kid. Boy or girl, you're either going to the NHL or the PWHL. 2043, or you're getting another Marner in Toronto.
I'm trying to lay you down easy.
Check me out, girl. I'm at the magic floor. Check my word.
Now I know you don't believe me. When I say I do it right, my confidence is peaking to be close to you tonight. Baby, this is human nature. Let's turn up, got your top. Smoke a little vapor and stay up to the sun. Say I mean no harm. Uncertainty is fleeting. I'm inspired by your charms. Imagine how I'm feeling, falling inches from your grace. I feel like Robin Marley, got me waiting here in vain. Me give you all the while. Rubba dubba, we a dance all night.
right. Loving your shape and me love your profile. Girl, your body so hot, number one for my clock. I yo, me want take with tonight. I want your rope and come in. I yo, me say in my dream. Love how you keep it tight.
I'm trying to lay you down.
That window for CHFI Perfect Recall. Listen to the music, win the money. It is 7 o'clock and 4 degrees. First, let's get your news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. The first of two debates for candidates vying for the Federal Liberal Party leadership took place in Montreal last night. The French debate among the four party leaders touching on a number of topics, securing Canada's future on energy, affordability, and the war in Ukraine. Tonight, we'll see the rematch in English. Canada's foreign affairs minister says the country needs to be ready for anything to deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's unpredictability. Melanie Joly telling reporters Canada needs to stand strong and send a clear message that Canadians will fight back. Trump said on Monday that tariffs against